This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall near Wrightsville Beach in North Carolina just after 7:30 a.m. local time this morning. Over 400,000 people are without power, and former FEMA director Michael Brown says now you can expect to see lots of flooding.
Because you have all this saturated land in the Carolinas, all the rain that dumps is just going to turn into flash floods. And I think what most people don't understand is that a flash flood is as powerful and as destructive sometimes as the hurricane itself.
Millions of people evacuated from North and South Carolina, but not this resident of Wilmington, North Carolina.
At this point, I'm just riding out whatever they throw at my way and hope it works out for the best, but the storm's pretty intense right now.
Thursday, Amazon founder and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos criticized President Trump and urged him not to, quote, demonize, unquote, members of the press. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Elizabeth Smart says she's shocked her abuser is about to be released. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Elizabeth Smart pleaded Thursday with authorities in Utah to reconsider releasing one of her kidnappers, 64-year-old Wanda Barzi.
Do I believe that she is dangerous? Yes, but not just to me. I believe that she is a danger and a threat to any vulnerable person in our community.
Smart was held captive for 9 months in 2002 when she was just 14 and repeatedly raped by Barzi's husband, Brian David Mitchell.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel plans to create a task force to consider launching a universal basic income program for Chicago families. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, he's not a big fan of this idea.
But this idea of a guaranteed income where you just hand people checks, no accountability, no real understanding of what they use the money for, you move people not to a government check, you move them to a paycheck.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Before we know it, the flu season will be here. Now, this is the time when you're supposed to be getting your flu shots. Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reminds us and says everyone really should get a flu shot.
So flus, we're right at the beginning of the flu season, and the best advice I can give anyone is, unless it's contraindicated for you, get your flu shot. I'm getting my flu shot. My family members get their flu shots every year. Get your flu shot. It's the best thing you can do. And then once we get into the season, just follow good hygiene, good proper hygiene. Wash your hands, cover your mouth, cough properly. Basic protections are the best thing that you can do, but get your shot.
Azar was then asked about what sort of flu season we can expect this year.
It's hard to tell. What we do, and I monitor this very closely with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, we monitor what's happening in the southern hemisphere in terms of disease activities, because it works basically north-south in terms of seasonality on the flu, so we watch what's going on in the southern hemisphere. We're seeing patterns right now that are quite comparable to annual patterns. We've designed the flu vaccine with the strains in it to meet what's going on in the southern hemisphere, so we certainly hope it will be well targeted towards that, but it always provides some effectiveness over getting no shot.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1901 when President William McKinley died after being shot by an anarchist in Buffalo, New York. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
After the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Ann Coulter over there. We're talking about her new book, Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Has Lost Its Collective Mind. Ann, that's a perfect title, and it really says it all, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, you know, we've seen it on full display here, and I mean, I got to tell you, a lot of my Democratic friends, they're without a party. I mean, the left has gone so far left, you know, they're just nowhere to be found by reasonable Democrats, if there's such a thing anymore.
Yes. No, and I must say, I think you're lucky. One of the things that I hate about this Trump era is, you know, I have a fair number of liberal friends, mostly in, you know, journalism industry. And it was one of the joys of my life, having, you know, big dinner parties and being able to argue things out, and you develop your own point of view, or you abandon or refine your own point of view.
Exactly.
And wow, there is just, I mean, as I say, it probably has a lot to do with it, a lot of my friends being in the media industry. There is no cross-pollinization. There can be no talking. Even smart friends of mine I see sometimes, not a lot of them, but on places like CNN and MSNBC, and I watch them saying things that are completely crazy. And if they had one sane person there who could give a counter argument, they would at least be forced to slightly refine what claims they are making about obstruction or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a problem, you know, when you have birds of a feather flocking together and there's really no exchange of intellectual conversation anymore. It's just a shoutdown. And if there is a counterpoint to it all, then they're excluded, they're invalidated, and they're no longer part of the conversation. They're not invited back. And, you know, to your point on this, Ann, it's that we have lost so much in the last few years since Donald Trump got elected, because we're not having that connectivity, that exchange of information that allows you to do the things that you talked about, and that is that you refine your conversation, you sharpen your debate, you come up with better ideas, and now all that's being thwarted.
But because of that, on the bright side, they're getting crazier and crazier, so it's fun to write a book about them. But they've really kind of gone off the deep end on a lot of this stuff. I mean, as I say in chapter one, my proposal for the resistance is to get Trump on the worst thing he's actually done, mm-hmm. and not keep running off on these crazy, yeah, but what if he killed a nun? Then we could impeach him, right?
Right.
Oh, yes, you are right. If he had done that, he would be dead. finish, put a fork in him, but unfortunately he has not committed that particular crime.
Right. Well, Ann, do we look at this kind of like, I thought that, you know, maybe we should perceive this as lifeguards. You know, when lifeguards see people drowning, they don't jump in the water and go save them right away. They kind of let them get their fight out. Is that what you're doing a little bit, is just observing, you know, from the sidelines, just watching the left fight themselves out, and then when they're ready to be saved, then we'll go in and save their pitiful souls, huh?
I'd like to say it's a clever strategy. I love the analogy. But really, we don't have much choice. They've, you know, as I describe in the book, it's kind of a lazy thing. Whether it's the late night TV or MSNBC and CNN, they're going to get the same 2 million loony viewers no matter what they do, as long as they don't put any Trump defenders on, or at least any coherent Trump defenders on, more than once. No, then their viewers will be angry. Their viewers just want to hear, oh, what did Trump do today? He had eggs for breakfast. That's awful. That's awful.
It's gotten absolutely loony, no doubt about it. And as you say, the left isn't really, they got to flat out ignore what's happening with the economy, what the president has done in 500 plus days. Absolutely stellar. It is just beyond description what he's been able to accomplish. And this is with the mainstream media going out of its way to purposely report all the negative. I mean, you don't accidentally write 90% about the president negatively just by accident.
Right. And also any stories that are really quite spectacular stories, but that don't fit the narrative. Mm-hmm. For example, that New Mexico compound with Muslims, many of them illegal aliens, you know, the son of a terrorist, training young children to stage school shootings. Mm-hmm. If anyone else were busted doing this, school shootings, remember, that's something the media is really, really into. Ooh, they can sensationalize that. It'll go on for years and years and years. Here they are training kids to engage in school shootings. Wow, if this had been a group of pretty much anyone else other than immigrants, some illegal immigrants, and Muslims, oh, that's the combo platter. No, we are simply not going to cover this story.
Right. I mean, and I found to be, you know, quite shocking that they just had to step over it. But, you know, why not? I mean, they have stepped over everything that the Clinton Foundation, Barack Obama, the dossier to go after Paul Manafort and Mike Flynn.
Yes.
How do you get there? I mean, you're an attorney. Come on, help me understand this.
The sort of disturbing thing about Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen, you know, maybe they committed crimes, maybe they didn't. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know what the evidence is, but it obviously has absolutely nothing to do with Trump or with Russian collusion. It is just this, if you want our leading Soviet import, it is the special counsel's office. It is Robert Mueller, who is, his assignment in Rosenstein's letter commissioning, and may as well have said, this guy Trump looks sleazy. See if he can find something.
Exactly.
And that's it. Just, you know, anyone around Trump, I cite this fellow, I forget his name, but he's written a book. You've probably interviewed him. It's called Three Felonies a Day. And the book explains how even a conscientious, law-abiding American could well be committing three felonies a day. There are so many federal felonies alone. They have never been counted. People have tried to count how many felonies there are in the Federal Register, but they can't count them. And every year, another 100 are added to it. Well, you know, if you put 15 smart prosecutors on anyone and just obsessively look at everything they've done, go through their tax filings or regulatory filings, you're probably going to come up with something. But how far down the road to a banana republic do we want to go?
Exactly. You were referring to Harvey Silverglate, his book,
yeah.
Three Felonies a Day, How the Feds Target the Innocent. And, you know, look what's happening, as you say, case in point, Manafort. I mean, they've got him in isolation. I mean, 23 hours, he's they're putting him through the ringer. I mean, for what?
Yes, and then morning raid on his home, because for 2 months he was Trump's campaign manager. And if they do, I mean, I haven't looked at the case because who cares? It has nothing. I mean, I'm sure Manafort cares, but it has nothing to do with Trump. We're talking about, you know, something that he's done in his private life a decade earlier, at least a decade earlier. So I haven't paid attention to what the law is, but, you know, the basic idea is that he had these offshore accounts that he didn't report to the federal government.
We're talking with Ann Coulter. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Ann Coulter continues. We're talking about her brand new book, Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. As you say, Ann, in your book, you know, Trump is different. And there's no doubt that it was a shock to the psychiatric system of the left. They've gone absolutely bonkers. And, you know, after all, you got Trump as a, you know, such a contrast to Barack Obama, who they loved and adored and supported his idea that his administration was scandal free. So no doubt that somebody like Donald Trump would shock him.
To Trump, it's nothing that they're talking about. They raise, you know, treason and Russia to give their hissy fit dignity. But what they really, really deeply hate about Trump is aesthetic. They hate the gold fixtures. They think he's a vulgarian and arriviste. It drives them absolutely bananas. Particularly, I mean, it's bad enough Trump being this sort of bold vulgarian bragging about his wealth. Oh, I'm not saying it's my cup of tea, but these people, they really are just the ultimate snobs. And to have him replace Obama, whom they worshipped, is like having Fred Astaire as your president and getting Rodney Dangerfield. So they've just lost their minds, and then they dress it up and try to make it sound like they're actually talking about something important. And, oh, it's worse than Watergate and worse than Clinton. I have a chapter, A Tale of Two Dicks, briefly summarizing the crucial parts of both the Clinton and Nixon scandals to show that, no, you're nowhere even in the ballpark, liberals.
Yes.
Please pretend to be sane again.
Yeah, please. Yeah, we've been saying this on this show, Ann, is that where the country is right now, we need all hands on deck. We need everybody. This is need America to come together. It's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It is about the foundation principles of what this country is all about if the great experiment is to continue.
No, that's absolutely right. That's part of the disturbing aspect of this craziness of the resistance. Their position on any issue, I mean, it changes from moment to moment, not just year to year, but hour to hour. Today, what position do I need to take that will hurt Trump the most? And unfortunately, part of that means opposing these really very popular and important policies that Trump ran on, which neither party would run on up until Trump came along. An immigration policy that serves the people who already live here. A trade policy that serves the people who already live here. A foreign policy where we're not flinging our best Americans around the globe for what purpose? We've had enough war. We've had enough trying to fix the rest of the world. That's what was so beautiful about Make America Great Again. And a lot of what Trump was saying, a lot of Democrats used to agree with.
Exactly.
I don't work at Wendy's. I'm not a union bookkeeper. Do liberals really just hate their fellow Americans now just because to get Trump?
Yeah, sadly, that's what this vitriol has led to, and it's isolating people, and to the point, and as you say, you know, neighbors don't, you know, I was talking to somebody else, I mean, they're very cautious to even talk to their neighbors. I mean, this is what all this temperament has done to our country. It has isolated us, it's invalidated people, and what Donald Trump brought back to the country is validation. He told the forgotten man and woman, hey, you're no longer forgotten. He told we the people, look at the country from this day, from the day of his inauguration, the country was coming back to we the people. The opportunity is, can we the people regain its position of authority and take this country back?
Yes. I thought so much was going to change when Trump was elected. Wake up the GOP. You would think that they would have to be delivering depends on trucks to these guys, having realized we've been listening to our donors. And, you know, Marco Rubio told us that amnesty would be really popular. I guess it isn't. You would think they'd wake up. But no, it hasn't happened. So it is up to the people against the donors.
Well, I think it's proving, and is that the system itself, the reliance on the Democratic and Republican Party, I think is a false premise, because look what it's doing. Really,
I couldn't agree with you more, and unfortunately that's the way it's going to work. I mean, Trump, I don't think, could have won if he hadn't won the Republican nomination, which, by the way, he did with more votes than any Republican in history. So I think the voters have spoken on this. But it has become, for the first time, I realized with Trump, it was the Uniparty, the Washington Party, the donors, the wealthy, buying off the politicians and the agencies and getting their government contracts. It's the people against the government party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, and in resistance is futile. Where are we going to stand on this situation? I mean, we just have to wait this out until they have fought themselves out. I mean, because what Donald Trump has done, he has pulled back the veil on the deep state. And what we're finding out in the deep state is it's equal opportunity, equal party. I mean, we got people on both sides involved in the deep state that want to bring Trump down at any cost, regardless of the fact of what he's done for our economy, what he's doing for in terms of the enthusiasm level and the excitement. I mean, you've got minority business owners opening up new business, people dreaming dreams again. You know, you talk about morning in America again. It's an exciting time outside of the resistance, you know. So maybe they can have their own party on the left and leave the rest of us alone to go and enjoy this grand opportunity that the Trump administration is offering us.
Yes, well, as I conclude in Resistance is Futile, and I think the entire rest of the book demonstrates why, for democracy to live, we have to kill the media and rebuild it on more ethical lines. The deep state is nothing without the media as their cheerleaders and putting them on TV. One hilarious thing is how these members of the deep state, like John Brennan and James Clapper and James Comey, the left wanted them fed to the dogs for the last few years for their open and egregious lies, some under oath, some not under oath. But all they have to do is come out and be huge drama queens against Trump, and suddenly they're being cited on CNN and MSNBC. I have the beautiful statements about them. Oh, honorable, respected, highly respected, that's all you have to do to be beloved by the media. So I do think that is the one thing we might get out of the Trump administration if we don't get the wall, which I'm still waiting for, and that's a destruction of the media. We can't make progress on any issue as long as the media are so much have their thumb on one side of the scales and will not even deliver the truth. It used to be you could read a New York Times article and think, okay, this isn't what I would put as the first paragraph or even the first six paragraphs, but eventually I'm going to get some facts here. That isn't even true anymore. The New York Times is as hysterical, by and large, there are few and far between exceptions, as hysterical as I don't know, BuzzFeed or HuffPo. You can't even get the basic facts in order to function in a democracy. So that's one great thing I think we can get out of Trump.
Well, the other thing, too, let's extend the media into social media, the powerhouses of the technocrats that exist with Facebook and Twitter and Google, and for them being clearinghouses of, prejudiced and biased media and information. That in itself and continues to raise its ugly head and is becoming more and more pernicious.
Yes. It's the left has, the school system, K-12, they have the universities, they have Silicon Valley, they have Hollywood, they have the deep state. The one place you can still get free speech, and of course the mainstream media, are these tiny little corners of the internet. Mm-hmm. That's where you can finally get the truth. And they are fixated like a laser beam on trying to shut down those little corners of the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, our Facebook's been knocked down. We've been put on timeout several times. We're too conservative for their convenience. So, we just continue to fight the good fight. Well, Anne, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Appreciate it. The book is available in all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website. And, all the best to you. Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. Anne Coulter on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you. Good to talk
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall near Wrightsville Beach in North Carolina just after 7:30 a.m. local time this morning. Over 400,000 people are without power, and former FEMA director Michael Brown says now you can expect to see lots of flooding.
Because you have all this saturated land in the Carolinas, all the rain that dumps is just going to turn into flash floods. And I think what most people don't understand is that a flash flood is as powerful and as destructive sometimes as the hurricane itself.
Millions of people evacuated from North and South Carolina, but not this resident of Wilmington, North Carolina.
At this point, I'm just riding out whatever they throw my way and hope it works out for the best, but the storm's pretty intense right now.
Thursday, Amazon founder and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos criticized President Trump and urged him not to, quote, demonize, unquote, members of the press. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of our show. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Always, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to talk truck drivers, okay? If you can. You know, we see them on the road all the time. You know, at truck stops, we see them there. Boy, you talk about the backbone of transporting, you know, so critical, you know, materials for us here in this country. There are 3.5 million truck drivers in the U.S., and the trucking industry employs more than 7.5 million people. Are you aware of that? That's one out of every 16 workers in the country. These professional men and women not only deliver our goods safely, securely, and on time, they also keep our highways safe. They deliver everything from clothing and food to medicine and school books to communities nationwide. National Truck Drivers Association Week is taking place September 9th through the 15th. That's this week. And it's when America takes time to honor all professional truck drivers for their hard work and commitment in taking on one of the economy's most demanding and important jobs. Here with us to talk about it are Share the Road professional truck drivers, Don Logan and Michael Shades. Don and Mike, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Hey, good to have you both with us. Don, let's start with you. Why are truck drivers so important? I kind of gave a rough idea here, but, you know, from your perspective, why are you guys so important to us?
Well, Bill, like you said, there's 3.5 million truck drivers out there on the roads every day, you know, but they're delivering the stuff that we, the, you know, the medical supplies, anything you eat, wear, or touch at some point was touched by a truck. So, you know, that it, their trucking is just essential to our everyday way of life. And if there were, you know, do you take those trucks off the road, and probably within 5 days, the, you know, the whole country would probably be shut down. So they're just critical to our everyday way of life.
Yeah, when you think that 80% of U.S. communities depend solely on trucking for delivery of their goods and commodities, point well taken there. Michael, what do you like most about your job?
I'm a driver trainer. What I like most about my job is being able to take a new student, run them through to get them to where they're able to go out to do the job on their own.
Well, let me ask you, being since you're the trainer and you're looking at them as they come in and you're, you know, quantifying each truck driver, you know, what are the characteristics you look for?
One of the main things is patience. They have to have a good background check. They have to be able, they have to be willing to learn the skills that it takes to be out here. They have to pass medical. They have to renew their medical. They have to be drug-free. But one of the primary things is just the desire to be out here and do our job.
Well, Don, you know, maybe this is a little unfair question, but still, I mean, you're a driver yourself. So what do companies look for when hiring truck drivers?
Well, Bill, what the company's looking for is obviously somebody that's safety-minded. And, you know, you got to have a clean driving record. And like Mike said, you have to, you know, pass a medical exam. But, you know, we are really looking for those new drivers to get in our industry. There are so many different jobs out there to be had. And the great thing about trucking, Bill, is you can do anything you want. You can deliver, you know, find a job where you're delivering within your own city. You can go across the country. There are so many different avenues that you can get into in trucking. And especially right now, I mean, the jobs are everywhere in the trucking industry, and basically you can write your own ticket and do what you want to do. So it's a great time to get into trucking.
Well, right now, Michael, you know, we're seeing in the economy here, we've got more jobs than people to fill them. You know, for somebody who enjoys, you know, trucking, driving, that this could be the right thing, what kind of income are these guys looking at?
That varies on the type of driving. I believe national average for a new driver, I believe, is around $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That goes up or down depending on what type of driving you do.
Well, does this also depend on how many days a week they're driving?
That has some effect on it because everything in our industry, from a CMIT driver or LTL drivers that are home every day, they make a different amount of money than drivers that are out over the road. It's structured differently for each type of truck.
Kind of falls into too, Bill, on that is you know, the different types are what you want to do. You know, obviously the more time that you put in, the more money that you're going to make. And, you know, some drivers get paid by the hour, some by the mile. So, you know, with the average being in the 50s, like Mike said there, you know, so that truck driving job, you know, it can be something anywhere from $35,000 to well over $100,000 a year. So it's basically based on, you know, what that driver wants to do.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine the kind of goods that you're taking and the length of travel that's involved, as you say, the good thing about trucking is you can carve out, you know, something that works, you know, with your schedule and your personality if you want to do short runs as opposed to long runs, right?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the great things that a truck driver likes to say is, you know, we're looking out, our office window changes every day. So when we're out there on the road, you know, it's never boring because every day is different.
Mm-hmm. Michael, what's the process like for becoming a professional truck driver?
Well, you can start out by going to truck driving school. If you know a carrier that you want to work for, find one that they associate with.
Mm-hmm.
After you go through the school, you're hired by a company, go out with someone like myself, and each company has a different type of schedule. And the trainer then brings them up to a level where they're proficient and safe and able to perform in a solo fashion.
Mm-hmm. Now, do they eventually have to, you know, produce their own rig, or are these provided? You know, what all is involved in terms of cost of entry besides the schooling?
Well, for over the road, if you work for a carrier like I do, they provide the equipment. All I do is I basically take it where they tell me to. We do have owner-operators, people that buy their own trucks, fleet owners that buy several trucks.
Mm-hmm.
This industry allows the greatest flexibility of anything out here. you can do pretty much what you want.
Mm-hmm. Don, you know, we were talking earlier about safety, and, you know, we see this from time to time. I mean, the loads you're carrying, you know, they can be pretty heavy at times. You know, those vehicles are, you know, they take up some, you know, some part of the roadway here. And so you have to really be situationally aware as you're driving out there. What are the worst driving, you know, behaviors that that you run into on the road?
We do have large vehicles. They do weigh a lot. They're hauling that stuff that we need every day. And, you know, so we got to be out there. And with the economy booming like it is, there's going to be more trucks on the road and not less. So obviously, as the general public has got to learn to operate around these rigs and share the road with these rigs. But, you know, some of the worst things that we see, obviously, is distracted driving. You know, from an elevated position, we're looking down in that car and you're seeing that person, you know, on their cell phone. You know, so that's definitely something we got to get corrected. We also, you know, want everybody to pass us on the left side when you are passing the truck. Because the right side, we have a huge blind spot, and it's hard to see there.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, that, you know, one of the things that we still see on the road is people not buckling up, which is something that you think that we would, you know, have that accomplished by now. But especially in the northeast part of the country, the statistics are, I believe there's only 71% of the people in the northeast part of the country buckling up. So something as simple as snapping that seatbelt is something we've got to get corrected.
Yeah, but that's huge what you just shared. I mean, and I've never heard before about, you know, I mean, yes, you generally pass on the left, but the risk you're taking when you pass on the right when these big rigs, because as you point out, there's such a huge blind spot. So why do we want to put ourselves in danger by passing on the right? So that's a great, great tip. Michael, what about some safety tips, other safety tips for motorists on the highways?
The main thing is be patient around us, be very task-oriented. When you get behind the wheel, your job is to get from where you are to where you're going. You need to eliminate the distractions, the cell phones, just talking, eating, any of those things. You need to be very focused on the job at hand.
Well, this week through the 15th of September is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Share the Road professional truck driver Michael Sheeds has been with us, also Don Logan. Michael is also a trainer, so we appreciate your time. Where can they go for more information?
Well, you can go to gettrucking.com and get some good information about, you know, getting into the trucking industry. And, you know, you can just, you know, Google search things, and there's different ways to get in the trucking industry, whether it's through companies or on your own getting a license. There's many different avenues that you can go to.
Well, Don and Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a safe and great day, huh?
Hey, Bill, thanks for having us, and thanks for honoring those 3.5 million truck drivers across the country.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
If you could run a 4-7 mile again, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You should help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
This report is brought to you by U.S. Express. With low unemployment contributing to a severe driver shortage, national trucking company U.S. Express is introducing a college scholarship program to help attract and retain drivers. The program is open to all of U.S. Express's roughly 7,000 drivers and, in a first, their dependents, age 17 to 26. All professionally trained U.S. Express drivers can enroll in the company's full ride program to earn a degree online through Ashford University. Each driver may enroll up to 2 dependents at one time. Eric Fuller, president and CEO of U.S. Express, discusses this new initiative.
In order to attract more drivers, many companies are offering increased pay and signing bonuses. In addition to doing that, U.S. Express is proud to be the first trucking company ever to offer our drivers and their families a full ride to earn a bachelor's or master's degree in the field of their choice.
U.S. Express is one of the top 5 largest truckload carriers in the United States. For more, visit usexpress.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
To Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Got a real treat for you, Unbroken Path to Redemption, that is going to be opening up nationwide on September the 14th. And with us right now is one of the executive producers, and it's an honor to have Louis Zamperini's very own son, Luke Zamperini, with us. Luke, good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Luke, after Angela Jolie's movie about your dad a couple years ago, and of course,
2014
was very successful. Many people, especially people of faith, said there's so much more to Louis Zamperini's story that needs to be told. Did you react to that immediately yourself, or even as the movie that Angela Jolie had produced, you realized that there had to be another part to your dad's life?
Well, of course, when I read the script for the first film on Broken, I knew that they weren't going to be able to put the whole story, and I talked to Angela about that, and she said that this wasn't enough time allowed to tell the whole story, and the producer, Matt Baer, who's also the producer on Unbroken Path to Redemption, explained it to me. He said, look, we could try to get 10 or 15 more minutes added onto the film, but it wouldn't be enough time to do your dad's post-traumatic stress disorder and coming to face justice.
Right.
So Andrea took it up to the point where he came home from the war, and Unbroken Path to Redemption picks it up from there and explores his life, post-war life, where he had post-traumatic stress disorder. He met and fell in love with my mother, and they got married, and their romance was wonderful, but it began to suffer under just the his being unable to deal with his PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he began to self-medicate and became an alcoholic, to the point where he couldn't remember where he'd parked his car the night before, and he'd board his shoes down, walking home from parties all across the Southland here in
right.
Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then he comes to faith by my mom talked him into going to see Billy Graham at his 1949 revival meeting in downtown Los Angeles. And that did the trick for him. He was able to, once he heard the message that Billy had to preach, it reminded him of the promise that he made while he was on the life raft. He spent 47 days at sea adrift in a two-man life raft, and it reminded him of the promises that he made that if God would get him home alive from the water, he would seek him and serve him. And so when he heard Billy's sermon, it reminded him of that, and he just found himself going forward and accepting Christ as his Savior. Of course, it changed his life. His PTSD was eliminated immediately, and he went back to Japan to forgive his guards and came home to and started a life of service to other people.
Now, the main guard, his main tormentor, he never did reconnect with and get a chance to forgive him directly. That was still an indirect experience and probably one of those unfulfilled, hopes of your dad, was it not?
Yes, of course, in 1950, when he went back to Japan, all of his prison guards were themselves being held prisoner for war crimes, and mm-hmm. he got to forgive them all face to face, but the bird wasn't there, and it was presumed that he had committed suicide. And it wasn't until 1998 that we realized that he was still alive. There was a CBS Sports documentary on my dad's life, mm-hmm. and narrated by Bob Simon, who had found the bird alive in Japan and interviewed him. And, of course, I went with my father to go back to Japan to try to meet with him, but, of course, he didn't want to meet with us. And so he never had a chance to look him in the eye and tell him that he forgave him. I said, well, Dad, what would you have told him? I said, I would just have wanted to know how he was doing and share my faith in Jesus Christ with him and hope that he would be able to come to faith himself, which was
exactly.
just amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing to think of how much your father was tormented, experiencing PTSD before they could identify it as such. It didn't exist. And there were so many World War II veterans, of course, a Medal of Honor winner, Ira Hayes, that was very well known, as you say, was self-medicated. And, of course, we know the tragic ending of his life as a result of, everything that happened in his experience in the Pacific Theater.
Dad's message to other vets that are suffering with PTSD is you've got to talk about it, whether it was something horrible that happened to you or something horrible you were forced to do to survive. You need to talk about it to get it off your chest. Now, there's so many guys who have spent their entire lives not talking about their experiences and just suffered from what we know today to be post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, we got a letter from a woman who had read the book Unbroken and had written my dad and said, my father was a horrendous alcoholic. He was a vet from World War II. He beat me and my brother every day of our lives, and I hated his guts. And after reading Unbroken, I suddenly realized what he must have gone through. And if he's alive today, I would tell him that I forgive him and that I love him. And it's just the power that my dad's story has to change people's lives.
Well, your father walked the walk. I mean, he realized through his redemption that it was something that he could not hold in. And, what you depict in the movie, Unbroken Path to Redemption, this was a difficult thing. And it was kind of typical, of World War II vets, I can say, for my father, who was a World War II vet, a medic in the European theater with General Patton. We heard very little about his stories and his experiences. experiences there. World War II was no picnic. There was, I mean, when you're there, and you can imagine as a medic what my dad must have gone through, how many men died in his arms. And he never relayed those stories. So that pain and those memories were internalized, but that seemed to be typical of the generation. They didn't want to talk about it. It's okay. They appreciate you thanking them for their service, but they just don't want to talk about these war stories.
Well, yes, our father's generation, they were not outwardly demonstrative of their emotions. But my dad used to say, we weren't the greatest generation. The greatest generation are those guys that are fighting for us now in the Middle East. And he's right. Even our veterans coming home from the service in Iraq and Afghanistan, they also need to talk about it. And granted that the society now makes men a little more able to demonstrate their emotions, even the vets that I've met coming back from Desert Storm and the other battles we've had there, they are still reluctant to talk about what they've gone through. It's really, I hope that our military is able to develop procedures to be able to help our vets deal with that as they come out of the war theater.
Mm-hmm. Well, for you, you got to hang with your dad for 50 years, going on all these speaking engagements and hearing the stories and getting an inside perspective. What do you say to America that today only about 1% of its citizens go to war? And actually, it's even a fraction of that. Let's just say 1% are actually in the military. Of that, a percentage yet actually find themselves in a combat zone. So what do you say to these vets and the families of the vets who deal with, PTSD?
Well, first of all, I say thank you for your service. It is the dedication of the military families in this country that keep us safe and preserve our freedoms. And so we thank you for that. And I would say that you need to talk about your experience, and you also you need to realize that you're not alone, because the Lord Jesus Christ is real, and he can be with you, and he is indeed, his spirit can live in you if you accept him as your Lord and Savior. And that for my father, his PTSD was eliminated as soon as he came to faith in Jesus Christ. And it is, is everyone that's coming to faith going to have all their problems solved at once? No. But for my father, that was the capstone miracle in a series of miracles in his life that demonstrate the power of God in a man's life. And so I would say, thank you for your service. Come home, talk about it, and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's really the only way.
What do you want people to take away from this movie, Unbroken Path to Redemption?
I think that what they will take away from this movie is hope. There's hope and forgiveness. And that the power of forgiveness in my father's life made a big difference for him. Now, if you harbor resentment or anger or hatred for somebody, it's like drinking poison hoping the other guy dies.
Yes, exactly.
It just doesn't work. So I think the main message from this is that my father's life experience does provide hope to other people, because they look at him and go, well, if he can get through what he got through, I can get through what I have to go through.
Without a doubt. Well, Unbroken Path to Redemption in movie theaters across the country starting this Friday, September the 14th. Luke Zamborini is one of the executive producers, and he's been our guest. Luke, thank you so much. God bless. Appreciate it.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond.
and Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.